You know, a while back, I had the privilege of looking through a collection of programs for each of those 57 conventions. There were a lot of names there that I knew, and some that I didn't. There's quite a few that have passed on to their reward, and there's still others that are on this side of the veil still striving to walk along that narrow way. Yes, they still walk in that one hope of their calling. And where would we be without that hope? Which brings us to our text for this year, Romans 15:13. The King James is there on the banner, but let me read it to you from the Weymouth. May God, the giver of hope, fill you with continual joy and peace because you trust in him, so that you may have abundant hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, that's a wonderful theme text for us to contemplate at this convention. And we're looking forward to the lesson on the text that Brother Dan will give us tomorrow. And you know, this hope, which we hold so dear, is a timely thing for us to consider. Because in the world today, hope is a pretty scarce commodity. In the last dozen years, we've been witness to the destruction of the World Trade Center in September 11. A long war in Afghanistan that cost thousands of lives and billions of dollars. Another war in Iraq costing more lives and more billions. In 2008, we watched as a near collapse of our financial system and a government bailout that doubled the national debt. We saw a downturn in the housing market that destroyed the financial well-being of millions of families, and the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression that left many more unemployed. And that's just in this country. The rest of the world has not had it any easier. For some time, it's been an open question whether or not the European Union would survive. Greece, Spain, Portugal, they've all experienced severe economic austerity programs. Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, and now Syria have all had their governments toppled by popular uprisings. North Korea just recently pushed the world to the brink of another possibly nuclear war. And now millions of baby boomers are beginning to realize that their retirement doesn't look so promising anymore. So yes, I think it's safe to say that people are fearful and without hope. They're no longer sure of anything. To them, the future is uncertain, but not to us. As Bible students, we have that full assurance of faith. We know what the future holds for the world. Of course, we also know about the obstacles that are in the way of this bright prospect. We see that the world has some difficult lessons that are still to come. So, should we tell them about those difficulties? Should we sound the alarm and warn them of impending disaster? Well, let me answer that question by paraphrasing a reprint article. The article is reprint 5213, and it's called The Gospel of Hope. In it, Brother Russell tells us what happened to him after he gave a public address in Havana. He relates that after the address, a lady of some prominence came up to him. She thanked him for the message of hope that he had just given. And then she made a request. She said that she wished that Brother Russell would instill that spirit of hope into the readers of the Watchtower. Well, now that sounds like a pretty strange request. To imply that the brethren had no knowledge of the hope that was set before us. But this lady from Havana went on to explain that she was well acquainted with a number of brethren, those that we would call brethren. But she said that all they wanted to talk about was the time of trouble. Now, if you think about it, that's a pretty sad thing. Here was this group of brethren with a wonderful message of hope to give. But their mind was focused on the trouble. Like I said, that's a pretty sad thing. Of course, I really shouldn't be pointing fingers. I've been guilty of the same. And maybe you have too. So maybe what we need to learn is to pay attention to the long-term goodness and mercy of our God. Maybe we need to dwell on the blessings that are ours and minimize the short-term troubles that are before us. You know, that just might be a good thing. So let's encourage one another with a glorious message of hope. And we certainly hope that this convention will be a step in that direction. May you enjoy this convention, and may the Lord bless you. Thank you.